sifter.com.au.
I've always really loved cats. I think they're so cute. When I was coming up with my design, it was, I think, something I really wanted to integrate. When I was like, you know what, I'm going to try VTubing. Well, my design, and I spent a really long time on it. I'll just make her a cat, like a little cat girl.
Have you ever wanted to pull on a costume and become someone else? Miltia is one of Australia's biggest VTubers. She is part of a growing community of Twitch streamers who use software to become a new character online. I recently spoke to Miltia and started by asking what being a VTuber means to her.
Yeah, so basically a VTuber is an online persona. You can pretty much make it anything you want to be. I would say the most popular is probably anime. People who like anime are probably going to like VTubers. But there are a lot of like really unique VTubers as well. The cool thing about it is that you can just make it anything you can imagine. Like, I've seen frog VTubers, just all different kinds of animals. It's really fun. I think in my case, my VTuber is pretty much just me. I don't really put on a voice. I don't really put on, maybe I'm a bit more exaggerated than I am in real life, but I would say I'm pretty much myself, but there are so many other VTubers, amazing VTubers that like are voice actors and can just put on an act for like hours at a time, which I think is really, really cool. I really, really love the different and new type of interaction that I get with my chat that I wouldn't usually get just by having the gameplay there. I think it really adds that a new layer of connection and fun, because chat can see how I'm reacting in real time without actually having to see me in real life.
Let's go on a freaking adventure. Oh, is this the boss fight?
It is.
I hate these bats. They're so mean.
About a month ago, you got a new avatar. How's it feel being in the new avatar?
So good. It's just so refreshing. As much as I loved my old one, I think it was just time for a change. It's still the same design, but it's just upgraded art because my artist improved so much. And I found a rigger that I just fell in love with, and his work is just really amazing and brought my character to life.
What's it like putting it on for the first time? Is it like putting on like a new piece of clothing, or is it like, yeah?
it's the coolest feeling ever. The excitement you get is just amazing. It's so much fun. Like, setting up that face tracking for the first time is such a cool feeling.
I'm imagining a wardrobe like full of different avatars. Is that how it kind of works in your brain?
Yeah, sort of. Because when you connect it up, you can see all the avatars just in a row, and you pick the one you want. I also have like a frog model as well. So
I've seen the frog model. Love the frog model. I'm very impressed with the cats as well. Love those.
Yeah,
massive cat person, even though they do make me deathly allergic.
Oh no.
So how has the audience reacted to the new look?
Oh, they've absolutely loved it, and that makes me so happy. It's always very nerve-wracking changing something so big. So seeing everyone's reactions just made me so happy.
Do people ever give you suggestions of like what to wear or what the next look should be, hairstyle,
yes,
things like that?
Yes. So my alternate outfit, which is like kind of like a gothic version, like was inspired by my chat. They really wanted to see.
Whoa,
like,
that's cool.
A gothic version of myself. So that was the first thing I did when I was going to come up with a new outfit. So they were super, super excited to see this.
Must be nice having a tattoo you can take off and put back
on. I know,
on.
It is.
I wish it worked like that in real life.
I know, that would be great.
Do you find that people, when they first join, need to get used to that idea?
I think sometimes, yeah. Because it's always funny when I have new people come to stream and then someone in chat makes me bold and they're like, what is going on here?
So those things are controlled by the people watching.
Yeah. So you can set up through channel points so people can spend their points to just make me bold in the middle of a game, or it's pretty fun.
So you like playing Apex Legends?
Yes. A lot.
I love Apex Legends. What do you think of the new season?
I'm really loving it. It's really made me enjoy the game again, which I'm very glad about, because I sort of started to kind of fall off a little bit, I think, over the past two seasons. But this one's really brought back my love for the game, which is really nice.
I've really liked the new attachment, the for SMGs, what's it called? The red dot sight.
The laser sight.
The laser sight. Yeah. Fantastic. Really reminds me of Titanfall 2.
Yeah.
The Titanfall 2 days. So who's your favorite legend in Apex Legends?
Lurba. I've loved Lurba ever since she's come out. I know people hate, but I think she's so underrated.
I'm not sure why people hate Lurba, because every time I don't play her, she's my favorite too, by the way. I really like her. Every time I don't play her, my friends go, "Can you please switch back to her?" Because
I know
she gives us all
she's
the toys.
She's awesome. She's so good.
Are you hoping to? Do you play ranked or do you just play for fun?
I usually just play for fun. Nice. I played ranked one season. I got to like Diamond 4. That's the highest I've been. I don't play too often, but I've been starting to play this season. I'm in gold currently, so.
So you really like Apex Legends? Are you thinking of adding some Apex themed accessories to your outfit?
I sort of have. My chat really wants that. That's something they've been talking about for a while, so it might have to be something I look into. It is like, I think the only reason I haven't is that getting model stuff made is pretty pricey, so I have to really think about what sort of additions I want to make.
And that's Alyssa, who you might know as the VTuber Miltia. You can watch a video version of this interview to see what Miltia looks like in her catgirl form on sifter.com.au. Sifter is produced by Nicholas Kennedy, Kyle Paletto, Fiona Bartholomaeus, Daniel Ang, Daniel Hines, and Adam Christou. My name is Mitch Lowe, and I'm Sifter's senior producer, and Gianni Di Giovanni is our executive producer. Thank you very much for joining me.
Hi, I'm Kyle Paletto.
And I'm Gianni Di Giovanni.
And here are the top stories this week on Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly news podcast for Sunday, 5th of May.
Escape from Tarkov developers relent, allowing access to PvE mode for players who bought an all DLC bundle, but not before saying, sorry, you're mad.
Solo developed Mana Lords and indie city builder break sales and Steam records.
Take-Two shuts down studios behind Kerbal Space Program and Oli Oli World.
And we wrap all the cool things announced at ID at Xbox.
You can get every episode of Walkthrough for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and on our website, sifter.com.au, every Sunday.